This is Akashwani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The government has decided to increase the minimum support price of raw jute for marketing season 2025-26. Briefing media in New Delhi about the cabinet decisions, Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said MSP of 5,650 rupees per quintal for raw jute will be provided, which is 315 rupees more in comparison to previous marketing season 2024-25. He said this will help 40 lakh families who are engaged in production of raw jute. The minister informed that the Union Cabinet reviewed the progress achieved under the National Health Mission. He added that Union Cabinet has cleared the continuation of the mission for another 2 years, as decided earlier. In 2021, Union Cabinet had extended the implementation of the National Health Mission for 5 years till 2026. The National Health Mission has driven substantial progress in multiple areas, including maternal and child health, disease elimination, and healthcare infrastructure in the last 3 years. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Beti Bachao Beti Padhao initiative has inspired millions and positioned women at the forefront of India's progress. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said the Beti Bachao Beti Padhao movement has become a transformative, people-powered initiative and drawn participation from people across all walks of life. On completing 10 years of the movement, Mr. Modi said this movement has been instrumental in overcoming gender biases and created the right environment to ensure that the girl child has access to education and opportunities to achieve her dreams. At least 11 passengers of the Pushpak Express were killed, while 14 others were injured after being hit by the Karnataka Express, which was passing through an adjacent track near Pachora station in Maharashtra's Jalgaon district last evening. According to Jalgaon SP Dr. Maheshwar Reddy, none of the injured passengers is currently in critical condition. In a social media post, Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis expressed condolence over the accident and announced financial assistance of 5 lakh rupees each to the families of the bereaved. He said the state government will also bear the entire expenses of the injured. President Draupadi Murmu expressed condolences over the deaths of passengers in the railway track accident in Jalgaon, Maharashtra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also expressed anguish over the tragic accident. In a social media post, the Prime Minister extended his condolences to the bereaved families and prayed for the speedy recovery of all the injured. He said authorities are providing all possible assistance to those affected. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast dense fog conditions in isolated pockets of Uttar Pradesh, Rajasthan, Bihar, West Bengal, Sikkim and Odisha today. Cold day conditions are very likely in isolated pockets of Himachal Pradesh and Bihar. The Weather Department also forecast cold wave conditions in isolated pockets of Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit-Baltistan, Muzaffarabad and Himachal Pradesh today. U.S. President Donald Trump has been sued over his plan to end birthright citizenship in the United States by a coalition of Democratic-leaning states and civil rights groups. The lawsuits were brought by 22 Democratic-led states, along with the District of Columbia and the City of San Francisco, in federal courts in Boston and Seattle. Several separate lawsuits came within hours after Trump took office and quickly unveiled a phalanx of executive orders he hopes will reshape American immigration. The cases asserted that the president had overstepped his authority and violated the U.S. Constitution by trying to eliminate the automatic granting of citizenship to anyone born on U.S. soil. In cricket, India beat England by 7 wickets in the first T20I of the 5-match series in Kolkata last night. Varun Chakravarti starred with the ball as he took 3 wickets, while the likes of Arshdeep Singh, Hardik Pandya and Akshar Patel scalped 2 wickets each. And that is the end of this news bulletin.